From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Ali al-Barrat-Tahir.
Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad, the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm your host Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam was the ninth divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Messenger of Allah. And His Eminence Imam al-Jawad was also the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him. We find that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam economized when it came to spending upon himself. He lived a rather ascetic, simple lifestyle. But His Eminence Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam spent a great abundant amount of wealth on the poor and the needy people amongst the Muslims. And it is precisely because of this unequaled and unparalleled generosity that Imam al-Jawad has been called and titled Al-Jawad, the Generous. This surname was the most particular and famous surname of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, to the extent that he was well known and famous for it amongst the people.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are honored to be at your service speaking about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, the ninth divinely appointed Imam. May Allah bless him. So, dear friends, we find that in the beautiful dialogues and conversations of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, of course, His Eminence spoke about a whole host of different things. But what is very interesting to note, as it is interesting to note in all of the immaculate and infallible Imams, is that the things that they spoke about were relative and very much applicable and practical to the present day in their era. Meaning they didn't talk about anything that was frivolous or unnecessary. And furthermore, what is even more beautiful is that these things that they taught, which were issues that were prevalent in their age and their time, are things that we can still learn from in the very present day. And so one of these constant themes and these constant subjects, if you will, that we hear and we read that the infallible and immaculate Imams spoke about was this idea of a hard heart. So a heart that turns to stone becomes very cruel, it becomes very despotic, tyrannical, and oppressive. And so how is it that we, in the present day, you know, faced with this modern technology and all this kind of modern scientific age in which we live in, which, of course, very easily turns our hearts into stone. You know, what can we do in our age and how can we prevent ourselves from having this hard heart? So these are also questions that were prevalent in the age of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. So when one of his companions asked His Eminence, how is it that we can prevent our hearts from becoming hard? His Eminence responded and said, Do not live just with wishes that your hearts may become hard. Now, to kind of explain this a little bit in case it didn't make too much sense. So there are certain kind of wishes, and here it is the exact translation and more precise is these far-fetched desires, these far-fetched hopes, you know, that individuals have regarding the materialistic world, but also sometimes regarding, you know, even spiritual matters. So, well, just to talk about the materialistic aspect of it first, and that is when one has these far-fetched hopes, these far-fetched dreams, and these far-fetched goals, and these wishes, things that in all reality, you know, will not bear to fruit, you know, they will not come to fruition. These are things that one is most probably never going to be able to attain, you know. And so these kind of things which, you know, one has in their heart or in their mind, they think about these far-fetched dreams and hopes. These kind of wishes in one's heart will make it hard. It's interesting because first and foremost, you know, as we have said in many of our programs, the heart is the place where the Almighty Allah resides. It is the home of the Almighty Allah in a human being's body, if you will, metaphorically speaking. And so here, what we need to understand is that instead of having the love of the Almighty Allah, the love for the Almighty Allah, instead of having this kind of love for being at the service and being obedient to the Almighty Allah, instead of having these things, or the love for the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, the love for the Messenger of Allah, the love for the Holy Quran and the Seerah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, because he is an ideal role model, if we don't have the love of these things in our hearts, which of course make our hearts soft, and rather we have the love for these far-fetched dreams, these desires, you know. For example, I'm going to become a really famous, world-renowned, you know, multi-billionaire rock star. And that's my dream. That's my far-fetched desire, which, of course, as we said, one will most probably never attain. So now what has happened is that the love for Allah has been replaced with the love for this far-fetched desire. Now, does this mean that we should have short-term desires? No, of course not. Again, we shouldn't have these short-term desires, but at least short-term desires end relatively soon. Far-fetched desires remain in your heart for the rest of your life, and so they are much more dangerous when it comes to making our heart hard like stone. And so we need to remove from our hearts these kind of far-fetched desires, which are really worldly, and they're desires which, you know, they don't have any real value, especially when considering that, you know, we're going to die one day, most probably sooner than later. And what really matters is the good actions, the good things, the righteousness that we did in this world, where we sow what we will reap in the hereafter. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Jawad, alayhi salam.
Parts of Ziyaratex of Imam Al-Jawad, alayhi salam.
السلام عليك أيها النور الساطع السلام عليك أيها البدر الطالع السلام
Peace be upon you, O shining lights. Peace be upon you, O rising full moon. Peace be upon you, O pure one from among the pure ones. Peace be upon you, O Immaculate from among the Immaculate Ones. Peace be upon you, O Pleased and Pure. Peace be upon you, O Aba Ja'far, Muhammad, the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious, the faithful leader, and Allah's mercy and blessings be upon you.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.